Certainly plenty happening on the sport front. To take us through it all, we say welcome once again to Russell Barwick. Good morning, Russell.
Morning, Cathy. Yes, Christmas Day is a great day for families and Boxing Day is a great day for us sports fans because we sit on the couch and after a well-fed Christmas Day and decided to look at the Boxing Day test, the Sydney to Hobart, and then wrap it up with a bit of Big Bash cricket and a bit of A-League football. So
it's just a smorgasbord, isn't it? One smorgasbord after another.
Yes, it was a long day and it was interesting.
Cricket. Let's talk the cricket. Australia's got the edge after day one.
They certainly do, and it was interesting because the start of the day we again won the toss. I don't know whether it's just the way things are going, but that's four in a row, and it doesn't seem like it's a big deal. But obviously, if you win the toss, you can choose your own destiny. And Michael Clarke surprisingly decided to bowl because historically, well, at least in the last decade or so, Australians have always batted when they won the toss. And it turned out to be a reasonable decision. England, 226 for six at the close of play. Probably a little lucky to still have Peterson there on 67. The others all made a start, but nobody really went on with it. And the byplay of the afternoon was the fact that Ryan Harris was simply outstanding with the ball. He bowled 20 overs for 32 runs, and with his first eight overs, there were only two scoring shots. So the English side felt very frustrated. And when Kevin Peterson falls over today, which will happen in probably the first half hour, they will show as much fight as a junket sandwich. So far this tour, they've shown none, and I doubt whether they're going to get much too soon.
And the size of the crowd was rather a surprise, given that we've already got the Ashes urn in the trophy cupboard.
Yeah, world record it was, 91-odd thousand, which is a world record for a first day of a test series. It was really outstanding, and only the MCG can do that, 91,092. And you even saw some spare seats. That's because the members get in there, and they're unreserved. So a lot of the members just walk around and hang around in the bars and stand and watch behind the glass. And, look, it's a wonderful, wonderful day. I've been there myself, very fortunately, and it, as I say, ranks up there with the three big events in the sporting calendar in Australia. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on where you live, they're all in Melbourne.
Well, one of the other big sporting events, of course, Russell, is the Sydney to Hobart. We always wait for this one each year with great expectations. And that it always starts with that wonderful spectacle at Sydney Heads.
Yeah, I think everybody has a one-hour time interest in the Sydney to Hobart if you're a non-yachty, because it looks really interesting. As my wife sat there and said, the commentators were getting all excited about the start on the line, and she simply looked at me and said, why are they so concerned about whether they're going to say 4 seconds on the line when the race is 680 miles? And I said, it's a very good question, my dear. I can't answer that one. But apparently that's the big thing, to get out of the heads first. And one of the skippers got it right, Mark Richards from Wild Oats, and he got it right. But Loyal, skippered by Anthony Bell with a few celebrities like Jude Bolton and Phil Waugh, the rugby player, on board. They've got themselves in front at the moment. They've won it before in 2011. And apparently it's a very exciting race. If you're a yachting fan, as you can tell, I'm probably not. I prefer just a little champagne, a little cruise around the harbour on a nice sunny day.
Oh, it does sound nice. I think that plenty of people are still doing that as well. Russell, just very briefly, quick update on the soccer there for a win for Brisbane Roar.
Yes, let's keep this very, very quick. 17,000 saw Sydney FC thump last night. And the big story is Alessandro Del Piero injured again. I think we're starting to see the end of the great man's career in Australia. 5-2 the final score. Brisbane Roar absolutely dynamic and Sydney FC in all sorts of trouble.
Great to talk to you. We'll speak to you in another hour.
Love to.
Russell Barwick from the Sports Television Network, ESPN Australia. And he'll be back in about 1 hour's time.